around this time, every couple of weeks, we talk workplace law with WR Law. Rosa Racco not with us today, but Anne Conway is. Anne, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Robbo. Thank you.
Anne, it's with the changes over the past year, how has things changed with Zoom calls and emails, group emails and chats? Does that make a difference to workplace?
It certainly makes a difference to the workplace. And in chats I've had recently with employers, it's added some extra challenges as well, because people will say things via those means that they won't to people's face.
Yeah, that's probably the real key thing, isn't it? That I guess it's almost a corporate version of, or a workplace version of, keyboard warriors at times.
Yes, it can be, certainly. So we've had issues where, people shoot from the hip. There may be communication going from one to the other, and because it's so instantaneous, people get frustrated and may come out with a glib comment that ends up in the system. We had one employer ended up with a constructive dismissal because they, in frustration, they said to their employee, well, do you really want to be here? I'm not sure that this is the right place for you. And that was the instantaneous response, frustration, and we ended up in Fair Work Commission with that. So there's certainly an increase in those sorts of situations, Robbo.
Yeah.
These things I've heard about are these group chats where not you're typing to each other, like group messaging, and is that still the same as saying things face-to-face? Can that be taken wrongly?
It certainly can be taken wrongly, and whilst if it's not repeated, it's not necessarily bullying, it can be a breach of the code of conduct, and again, we've had some complaints along those sorts of lines as well, with people making a comment. They perhaps think it's humorous, but it loses the humour in the translation, maybe seem to be sarcasm or even a very personal, inappropriate comment in a work environment.
So if you're one of the old adages that I used to go by is, if you're going to send an email, particularly if it's one where you are going to have to rebuke someone or you you're angry about something, is if you write the email, leave it for 12 hours or 24 hours or whatever, then go back to it and look. And I would say in 99% of the cases, you want to change it because you've taken the emotion out of it.
Absolutely. And that's certainly advice that we utilise ourselves at WR Law and give to our clients because, that shooting from the hip can often, and we see it often, get people into trouble.
So you've got to sort of take the line that it makes no difference whether you're speaking to them or sending them the written word. The law is the same.
Definitely. And in some instances, the written law is even more so because then you've got actual evidence that it's not one person's word against another.
Yeah. The old go on in. Sorry.
Sorry. I was just going to say the other thing with email communication we need to be careful of is the email trail. You might decide to forward on an email to someone and not recalling everything that has been in that trail, and that could contain information again that could be problematic from a commercial sense, confidentiality, or it may have a reference to that individual. And again, we've had circumstances where that has been the case, and then it brings up a whole range of other issues. It's not uncommon for people then to say, oh, well, this person's always had a bent against me, and then it starts.
She's making my hands sweaty, Anne. All right.
I'm not going to type another word.
On that note, I'm chucking my bloody keyboard out the window. Hey, listen, Anne, thanks so much for joining us this morning and really appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thank you, and the same to you, Robbo.
Thank you very much. Anne Conway from WR Law.